It's so easy now for your mind to return to that place, that time, that other verse where parts of your anatomy, parts of your mind, are enhanced toward a very particular purpose, a place where breeding and milking and the production of cum and the hot, firm, thrusting, fucking mindlessness you've come to enjoy, where those are the focus of the world, and attendants make sure everything flows. You don't need to be at a particular place, or to hold a particular stone. The memories are part of you now. It's just a matter of calling them to the surface when you're aroused, and you're alone, and you close your eyes, and you think of the pleasured other place you could be in, have experienced, long to explore. You think of the kind of pleasure you experience when you are breeding willing women or being subjected to machines designed to help you feel good, while dominant women take notes, observe your reactions, touch your body, eagerly reward and praise you, and train enjoyable triggers into you with hypnotic conditioning over time. It's a good place. It's a place you want to return to, and so one it's easy to hearken back to, slide into, and experience. Really, truly, fully experience with every part of your body and every willing bit of your mind. You see it. The private chamber that is yours, with a shower, a soaking tub, a window to the outdoors, the shades presently drawn, a TV streaming any porn you might want, and a bed you can lay in, with tissues and towels nearby, as you stroke your hard cock lost in the fantasy reverie picturing any of the many willing women here, the blonde with the sublime pussy that can set you off in moments, her huge breasts covering so much of her torso that they stop just above her belly button, or the two very similar looking, very flexible women with dark hair down the end of the hall. You see the image of the attendants, sometimes stern, but always amused, always happy to see you, somewhat doting, caring, but very officious. They're always going to put you through the paces you need. You hearken back to all the training, conditioning, repetition of every stud thought process, every bit of your potential milked out, just as your cum is milked out from your cock. You don't know what they do with it, but they store it, certainly, and they extract it, certainly, and the extraction is efficient, mind-numbing, and something you look forward to. Indeed, when one of the attendants offers you your leash, the reason you fall to your hands and knees with your collar on display is you know you are going to be led to pleasure. Guaranteed, interesting pleasure that you desire, want to explore, and that often makes your cock feel bigger, harder, pumped up for the rest of the day, adding to your confidence and eagerness when they praise you for your accomplishment, too. You're on your own side of the building, and on the other side are the women who, with their large breasts and overcharged, sensitive bodies, undergo something very similar to what you do. And when the two of you are together, you and any of those willing, eager, horny cowgirls, well, the experience is electric. You hope that's what's going to happen today. You know at some point there'll be something you must do, some experience on the agenda. But for now, you're waiting for it with your cock in your hand, stroking and picturing, visualizing and enacting in your mind the feeling that you remember, of wet, warm pussies wrapped around it, of women's eager lips lapping at your big hard cock, worshipping it, begging for your seed. You remember. You hearken back. You play out in your mind and across your body the feeling of being subjected to the dedicated attention of an eager, consenting, begging, in fact, woman. And that thought gets you pretty close. But you know better than to come without a good reason, unless you're coming to tease one of those women, or in their wet pussies, or into the machine, or on an attendant's direct say-so. You tend to hold your seed back, Unless it's late at night and you know no one's coming, you might as well just keep yourself heard, keep edging yourself, so that when the attendant arrives and takes you somewhere, she'll take you there with your cock hard and ready to slip into a sleeve, or a partner, or the palm of her hand, or anywhere it needs to be to bring everyone pleasure. Bringing pleasure is what you're for, what you're trained for, your sole obsession, your calling, and the natural consequence of the presence of your big hard cock and willing, wet, dripping women, or precisely calibrated machines that get you off hard and hot. You think you've experienced every machine in the place? Well, there is something one of the cowgirls whispered the other day about a new machine. You wonder. There's a very brief knock at the door before it opens. A woman steps inside, her short brown hair falling back in a ponytail, her hands grasping a long leather leash that matches the collar you're wearing. Your hand is still on your cock, but you slide to your feet. She looks down at it, licking her lips. The attendants are turned on by your cock sometimes, but they seldom do anything with it until you're in a stall. And so you drop to hands and knees, reluctantly relinquishing your hard member. And on hands and knees, you crawl to the door. She leans down and clicks the leash on. And as always, being on hands and knees means you can see up the short skirt of her white uniform and see she's not wearing any panties, that her inner thighs are wet. She must have been masturbating at some point. They seem to do that to keep the arousal down. Makes you grin, knowing you've turned her on, or one of the cowgirls did. It's like everyone's doing their jobs when everybody's horny around here. She walks forward. You keep pace on hands and knees on the padded floors of the farm. The milking place where your cock gets emptied is in between the two wings, one for the cowgirls, one for you. You walk toward the milking stalls. You hear loud moaning, mooing, blank, lowing sounds as the cowgirls fall into their routines with their headphones on and their breasts caught in huge pneumatic milking machines that always make them orgasm loudly, which always makes you harder still in whatever machine you're in. Sometimes they even put your cock in a cowgirl to help her give better milk and just have you fuck and fuck, maybe slipping you in a machine after and gathering what's left of your cum. After all, if you're here, they never pass up an opportunity to fit you in one machine or another. And that's reasonable. You love time spent reinforcing your training, with your cock getting bigger and bigger, and your machine milking fetish growing. You like the sleeves they put around your cock, and especially how they've had to graduate to bigger and bigger ones. She leads you to a stall you haven't been in before. It's next to the one with the normal cock milker. Inside you see a standing machine. It's strange. It's got padded flooring, and it has cuffs at ankle height, and cylinders up above where your head's gonna go, because there's a faint padded outline for you to stand against. It looks like a body scanner, almost. It's strange, because most of the machines are made to be used with you on your hands and knees. You follow her. Still hands and knees, leashed, clipped, your cock throbbing, periodically dripping a few droplets of pre-cum on the floor. That's normal and unavoidable. When you're hard, when you're throbbing, and when her butt and pussy have been on display just up and within your sight the whole walk here. She tethers you off to a peg on the wall, tying the leash there, and walks over to the machine itself. She selects a large tube, like a sleeve, an ona hole, from a nearby table, and affixes it to an armature on the front of the machine. It's strange, it's all silvery arms and padding and restraints. You don't stand yet. When your leash is clipped on, you stay on hands and knees. That's just how it is. In fact, even when she unclips it, the residual programming helps you stay on hands and knees until it's time to stand up all the way, or until she's moved away. But now she walks to you, loops two fingers into your collar, undoes your leash. You stand, but you still feel controlled. The feeling of her fingers wrapped in your collar helps you understand that you should just follow. Your thoughts are docile and slow, thick and heavy, just like her huge cock throbbing in the presence of her, especially with her cleavage visible as you look down her shirt and follow toward the machine. She pushes you into it, lightly. It has a slight incline backward, so you lean back against the padded table. Your legs slide into slots, and a little padded restraint bar goes across each ankle, and then close to the knee, and then on the thigh, essentially immobilizing your lower body in a spread-legged position, which is fine because it juts your cock out and makes your balls hang loose of the machinery. Everything between your legs looks big and hot. Your cock looks thick, the veins standing out. It's an appealing look, and you know it's turning your attendant on. And you grin at that thought, as you just relax. Whatever comes next is going to feel good and tax your stamina. You better save your strength. The next thing she does is gently take one of your wrists and raise it up above your head. She's still keeping her fingers looped in your collar, so it just seems like a good idea to follow. Where you raise your arm, there's a cylinder up there. It's about as long as your forearm, and she pushes your hand up into it. It feels kind of padded in there. There's a handle at the far end, so you take hold of it. As she says, there, just like that. It's above your head, but because you're leaning back, the position's pretty comfortable. You don't have to do anything to hold it up. There's padding to support your arm. And the moment you grip the handle, the padded cuff closes and keeps your arm up above your head in that position, immobilized. She raises the other one and slides it into the opposite cuff. It's like a long sleeve, and it's got that handle that you grab onto. And once you grab it, your wrist is locked there, so your hands are in that grabbed position. Your legs are spread wide. You wonder what all the bracing is for. Maybe this is a particularly intense machine, if it takes this much effort to get you fully in place. And then your favorite part, she's lubing up your cock with slick, slippery sexual lubricant, on and off, sliding. You notice her other hand is under her skirt, massaging her pussy. Must be because she's in direct contact with your thick cock. It is an impressive specimen. And she actually whispers, bigger stud. And you feel it swell in her hand, every vein standing out to the maximum, the length achieved, truly impressive. Then she's taking the sleeve she selected, which she must have known was in your size, slipping it over the head of your cock. It feels good just having that little padded, formed inner suction part. She's lubricated the inside of the sleeve as well. It connects to an armature at the other end, but the armature is slack so she can maneuver it, moving the suction tube around your cock and sliding it down. It's a perfect fit, just loose enough that the little ridges inside can stimulate your cock, but certainly tight enough that there's no way it would slip off. Then she adds a ring around the outside that fastens at the base of your cock. Not tight enough to prevent ejaculation, but again, adding to the sensation. There's a tube at the end of the device, and unlike the usual milking machine, it doesn't trail away to some chamber in another room. It leads down into the machinery and out of sight. Except you can see a little gauge, a little lighted gauge to one side in the limited range of vision you have. You're staring straight ahead. There is a TV screen opposite you, and the attendant standing there smiling, holding what looks like a remote. But yes, there's a gauge. You guess it must record how much fluid you ejaculate. You wonder how that's going to work. As she pushes a button on the remote, you see the number 1 appear next to the gauge in a little green lit indicator. The device around the tip of your cock begins to pump. The machinery under you shifts, becoming more like a comfortable seat than a rack or table. Under you, and some small protruding nub rubs behind your balls, vibrating the perineum between your asshole and your cock. Buzz, buzz, as your cock, fastened in the clear penis sleeve, begins to be pumped. There's a vacuum sensation, then a release. The vacuum pumping pulls your cock forward just a little bit. It isn't like a full penis pump. It doesn't pull your cock against the sides of the cylinder. It tugs it toward the end, as if a powerful suction, like a blowjob, were pulling at the back. There is even a sensation in the ridges of the whole mechanism shuddering around your cock. It puts you in mind of a mouth swallowing around it. The entire machine has that kind of constant, methodical, but still intimate, almost organic feel. Your legs are anchored in place spread wide, so your balls sort of hang freely under your cock, and when the machine sucks and releases, your balls sway and tremble just a little, back against the vibrating rod that's pressing in the space between your rear and your shaft. In that perineum space, there's vibration, vibration constant that's reaching a button inside of you, making you feel like you're uncommonly close to orgasm for so early in the procedure. Laying in the machine, the attendant is watching. In fact, she's making sure she's in sight. You can tell she could flick on the TV and put some of the ubiquitous streaming porn in this place, mostly large-breasted women being fucked bareback. But in this particular case, she raises the hem of her garment and shows off her wet and, as you remember, bare pussy, and begins rubbing, stroking her clit. Diving one finger inside her spread sex, you can hear the wet, smacking sound of it around her digit. You watch her, focus on her. She actually unbuttons the front of her outfit with the other hand and lets it just fall away. You watch as her breasts are revealed, not as impressive as most of the cowgirls, but still quite nice. There are muscles on her arms and legs. She makes a very alluring sight to stare at while the machine pumps away, stroking her cock to hardness and then continuing the process of wetting it down with lubricant inside whenever it relaxes and sucking the entire length as deep and hard as it can. The machine keeps you anchored in place. Your arms over your head. It's a little bit of an exposed posture compared to what you're used to. But when she turns the machine up, grabbing the remote from its holster on the wall, hitting the up button, and you see two appear in the little heads-up display, you realize why the machine has you anchored like this. The vibrating part between your legs, underneath you, begins to move in a rotor fashion slowly in circles, rubbing a stronger vibration still deeper into you. Your cock feels like it's being fucked outward from within. You want to squirt. Meanwhile, the shaft itself is sucked on more intensely, your whole body rocking, jolting. This is a level of pleasure you probably couldn't have felt before the modifications and training of this place entered into you. You rock or try to rock in your restraints, but with no leverage from your legs and no ability to move your arms, all you can do is twitch a little side to side. It does nothing to stop the constantly pumping, well-anchored penis milker, jolting, jerking, stroking you off, moving in its own way. There is a little armature connected, and that moves it on and off of your cock, on and off continuously. As it beats you off in methodical, mechanical fashion, you feel the vibration from within taking root just behind the base of your cock, in the little place that your orgasms come from. You know that soon you're going to squirt, soon you're going to come. Your balls feel bigger. You think that word, and almost as you think it, the masturbating figure of the attendant in front of you smiles and murmurs, "Bigger, stud." Snaps her fingers. You feel your cock swell in the holster. Now, instead of being loose enough to feel individual contours, you are pushing against the edge of the slightly pliable tube. So, of course, it doesn't go anywhere, and it's well lubricated enough to stay right where it is as it pumps more intensely, vibration more intensely, and you have the eye candy of the woman in front of you masturbating to you being milked by the machine. You look around. There's actually a little bit of that green bar that indicates how much cum you've put out. There's a little bit full. That must be your dripping pre-cum, or a few droplets of ejaculate that escaped through the intense pressure and pleasure all over your cock. You see the number is still set to 2. You also notice there's a visor. Presumably they could push you into some VR system or another. They use that sometimes for training. You almost moan, thinking of what could be done. There are little stirrups and a hanging mechanism on the ceiling. You're looking anywhere except at her because you're trying to hold back long enough. So you look up and see. There are actually a set of milking cups up there. It seems two people could use this machine at once. You and a cowgirl docked on your cock. You wonder at the other features as the buzzing from behind your cock becomes truly unbearable. You're going to come. You know you're going to come. You open your eyes wide. You moan. This must be the point where the machine is going to stop. This must be the point where it's going to start edging you to get a bigger... Nope. It lets you come. The pressure from the sleeve begins jerking faster and harder the moment your first squirt of cum echoes into the machine's tube. Your ass clenches, and the vibration being pressed in the perineum there presses harder, stimulating the gland inside of you with intense vibration, coming with the support of the machine and the intensification of not being able to move your arms or legs too much. You just have to lay there and take it as you come, and your brain goes white. Hot bliss, good stud, she murmurs. She's moved closer. She's running a hand over your chest, massaging downward. Of course, she can't get at your cock, but just the feel of her soft hands exploring you, the sound of her voice from that much closer, makes you come harder. Your eyes are still open because you're staring at that little indicator, that progress bar on the machine next to you. You stare at it and you see it's beginning to fill just a little bit. 10%, maybe 15 if you're lucky. You're squirting, so you clench your ass and try to push more cum out of you, more into it. You don't know how you're going to fill that in this one ejaculation. You keep squirting, blank, hot, moaning. Your body's starting to sweat. With yourself held in that one position, all you can do is cum. You're exposed to the pleasure with no ability to twitch your legs or grip your hands on anything except the handles they were already gripped on. You moan. Thrusting or trying to, but again, no leverage. All you can do is take it. As the machine keeps jerking, even through the sensitive period after your orgasm, and you are held there, locked in position, coming and coming and coming continuously. Your body letting out everything inside of it, and pleasure filling it in its place. Feels so good, because the machine's gonna keep going. It doesn't rely on stamina, it doesn't rely on how you move your hips. Usually you're in charge of things here, but right now, with your attendant watching and getting off to it, you are coming, squirting your load hot and continuous into the machine, watching the bar barely fill, and when you are done coming, that little ring that wasn't quite tight enough to keep you from coming suctions down and becomes tight enough to keep you from softening. The vibration spreads. It's hard to tell where exactly it is. It's just your whole lower body vibrating, buzzing. You realize the machine behind you is buzzing along, slightly off tempo, to make the vibrations that are directly on your perineum vibrating through to behind your balls more prominent by the slight massage-like vibration and variation across your back and shoulders. You wouldn't put it past them to have this thing be slightly electrically charged, because you do feel like there's a little buzz underneath everything. But whatever's happening, your cock is staying hard and it's being pistoned by a machine that you hear a ding as your ejaculation truly finishes and the last few drops leave your cock. You see that without the attendant pushing any buttons, the machine has turned itself up to level 3. There's a faint whirring as armatures similar to the one attached to the cock-pumping milker below extend suction cups toward your nipples. These aren't the collection cups used on the cowgirls. These are just for stimulation. They fasten and begin vibrating and rubbing, scrubbing in circles over your nipples, adding extra pleasure to the buzzing behind your balls and the now very quickly pumping sleeve around your cock. It continues in this fashion, always, just eternally moving, keeping you on edge, then back to hardness, then tipping toward oblivion. You try to hold on, to resist, to find an equilibrium point where you can maybe stay balanced, maybe keep your mind in check and intact, long enough to stare at and enjoy your attendant who's now furiously masturbating just a foot away from you, pushing her fingers in and out, using the other hand to rub her clit. This causes her shoulders to come together a little, and her arms to frame her breasts and push them forward. You see that the nipples are pert and perky, that she, quite like the cowgirls sometimes are, is completely captivated with the look of your engorged, well-pumped cock getting milked, getting emptied out, getting jerked back and forth, this procedure. And she murmurs now and then, "Good stud, bigger stud." Encouraging you to press against your bonds, to feel your body as you've never felt it before. This is a definite upgrade to the simpler milker they often use on you, because keeping you propped up in this position makes it easier for you to focus only on the muscles around your cock, to really feel the pleasure of it. Also, when you squirted, when you spurted out your load into the pump, it had to really squirt out of your cock at an angle. You got to see it splatter against the inside of the sleeve. Yeah, that's one thing you'd highlight about this machine as compared to the regular milkers. You get to see everything. You have to see everything. You could be staring at a screen with porn on it, but watching the now nude attendant in front of you, your leash hung up on the wall, her clothes discarded to the floor. She's there naked and masturbating, using both hands on her pussy as if she can't even spare energy to rub other erogenous zones. She just has to get off, and it's all from watching your cock, maybe from watching your facial expression. And as for you, your eyes are darting between her and when you need to try and hold back because you could use a break from the oversensitivity in your cock. You look up at the number 3 on the little dial. You wonder how high it can go. And at the little meter, which ended up at about 20%, that would mean at least 4 more ejaculations, and you know your second one won't have as much cum as the first one. You hope they don't intend for you to fill it. Maybe it's just a maximum capacity. But the evil little glint in her eye as she stares at you tells you that no, you're going to have to stay on there till you're either completely empty or until the machine is filled to that capacity. That thought sets off a second set of shockwaves in your body, sets it off, and your thoughts go with them, bubbling, squirting. You want to come. You actually want to come. You're trying to hold back, trying to avoid looking at the gorgeous, masturbating woman in front of you, who, even now, begins jolting and leaning against the nearby wall, trying to hold herself upright as she comes and comes and comes, staring at your body, staring at your cock, which is already working up toward its second orgasm. You feel fatigued. All your muscles feel sore, but they don't have to do any work. You wonder about holding the same position for too long, but that's when the cuffs above your head rotate along the frame, allowing you to lower your arms. In fact, loosening enough that you can lower your still confined, still restrained arms, moving them how you want. You can even move your legs, but you can only close them so much. You should have predicted that, because you knew that your cock was going to be held in its milker till the procedure's done, locked in the machine. Blank stud pleasure thoughts filling your head. Once you were different, once you didn't feel things this intensely, but your body and mind are now closer than ever before. It's really a rather meditative procedure, and quite nice, convenient, relaxing, except when there's so much pleasure flowing through your cock that every one of your thoughts has to fight uphill through a river of jolting, rampant desire. And the further you go, the closer you get to another orgasm, the more she's getting off masturbating to you, watching you, staring at you, her charge. The machine continues, pumping and pulsing around the entirety of your shaft, milking it from the base to the very tip, bringing you pleasure, bringing you toward another horizon, another edge, another jump, jolt, squirt, another experience that will reinforce your stud nature. You wish there was a cowgirl in the machine with you, another willing woman. Woman impaled on your cock getting filled while it milked her instead. But you know they probably have that in your future. Tandem milking like that is oh so common. And the delicious dream of it sets you off again. Yes, climax is here. Your body is wrapped with it. It starts at the top of your head and it's just a wave down. Then you're shooting jets of cum. Once more filling the sleeve, and you get to watch. Usually your cock's hanging under you getting milked, but you get to watch, squirting, spurting. It's hard to keep your eyes there instead of looking at the masturbating attendant watching you, but it's nice to just see your cock swell up, veiny and sucked on by the machine, pistoning on and off of it, and watch your jets of cream get collected. They never quite stick to the sides of the tube, being wicked away by the peculiar suction of the device, and that just makes it more arousing because your cock, with a very light, sticky dusting of your pre-cum, is completely clear of any white fluid. It's all being sucked away while you're being vibrated beneath. Vibrations that spread seem to pool in your dick and make the rest of you heavier. You can still move your legs a little now. They've been unlocked after the first orgasm. You can move your arms too, but they're all locked away, so you can't masturbate faster or pull the machine away, just experiencing it. You know if there was any distress or you wanted out, the attendant would bring you out. But right now, you watch, before you're even done your second or third squirt, the light on the screen turns on, showing it's reached the fourth level. And the little bar, the progress bar, is filling up, to your amazement, almost as much as from the first squirt, putting you 40% of the way through it. And it's at that time that two little armatures, like the ones that are sucking and licking over your nipples, teasing and pumping them, slide down and place headphones over your ears. So, the noise of the room and the slick sound of the attendant masturbating to the sight of you is tuned out, but you start hearing words repeating themselves in the background, humming through your awareness. Good stud, come stud, think of filling, think of fucking, imagine impregnating, breeding, hard, thick, heavy, need to come, want to come. Words like these and so much else rattling through your mind, buzzing from both directions, sometimes switching where they're coming from, all of it encouraging you, whispering to you, telling you that you should come. And once more, after you come and squirt and let your seed out in the sleeve, it switches how it's pumping you. It goes a little faster, but now the pumping starts with an intense squeeze at the base, and then all the way to the tip, that ring of intense tightness moves, like someone with their thumb and forefingers in a tight grip around your lubricated length, but it's inside the machine, which means it's continuous. And still, the voice plays on in your mind, reminding you what you are, how well trained you are, how good it feels to just be pumped empty, how your seed is being shown off, being harnessed from your cock, and coming like this over and over will make you come better and harder the next time, better and harder, your thick loads of cum still squirting with the answering pleasure, the vibration around and under your ass, behind your balls is intensifying, which is pushing the buttons deep inside, the parts of you that tense up when your cock's gonna squirt. You somehow still have cum left, you know it. Maybe your balls are being refilled somehow. Maybe something's soaking into you from the lubricant inside the milking cap on your cock. Your nipples are tweaked, buzzed, pulled by the armatures, and still your mind being tenderized and triggered and helped toward a hornier state of being. And as to treats for your eyes, the attendant is still fingering her pussy, thumbing her clit, pinching her nipples, but now she's just a foot away. You can see the sweat standing out on her brow. You can see how shaky her legs are, as she's actually seated on a stool next to one of the little tables by the wall where sex toys and milking cups and everything else are placed. She's leaning on it, but still masturbating frantically. What a sight you must make, with something vibrating behind your balls, a sleeve around your cock, suction cups on your nipples, headphones pumping and pulsing subliminal and other information into your head to help you come and help you turn on women like her. You must be very good at demonstrating the hard-cocked stud body, the way that you feel, the way that you come, the way your thick spurts of cum emit from your veined member, every bit of your shaft being worked now with those intense strokes. The machine's at level 4. You wonder how much higher it goes. You see that you're letting out more continuous streams of pre-cum. You find this out because the little progress bar is going up, even though you're done squirting, even though your last load has finished, and your head feels hazy. You feel lightheaded. You know your whole body's fatigued, even though the only part of you that's been moving, the only part of you that can do much moving, is your cock pulsing in the armature-bound milking sheath, which even now pistons on and off at the same time it imposes that hard, firm, base-to-tip milking motion designed to get every last drag of cum left in your cock and balls up and out into the machine to fill the machine. Still a turn on for the attendant, and definitely a turn on for you. It's much nicer being able to see your cock get worked like this. You feel like a good stud, blank, and a little docile, but you know that if there were a willing, horny, submissive cowgirl in front of you, you'd be able to take charge quite well, know exactly what to do to deal out pleasure. In fact, imagining that fantasy makes your cock harden again, pushing the sleeve outward, being this big, thick, hard. Makes it difficult to focus on anything else. There's too much sensitivity, too much sensation. You're getting bigger and harder in the sleeve, despite having come and come so much hot seed squirting from your body, filling the machine, causing it to level up its intensity. And those intense long strokes between your legs, the increased vibrations, the manipulation of your nipples, the voice buzzing away your commands, your training, your triggers in your head. It's all really growing on you. You love this machine. You could be in this for quite a long time and have a good time, too. You feel something building. You're getting near to it already. You wonder what the machine will do at level 5, as your brain just buzzes with the potential, the possibility, the feeling of all of you aflame with the desire to be mechanically pumped dry and empty and exhausted. Your body is shuddering, shivering with the feeling of your slicked skin and the sight of your attendant going through another orgasmic pulse, slumping over on the counter next to her, her pussy soaking, her fingers dripping down her thighs. She's completely nude, just seated on the stool, her legs splayed, looking at your cock hardened and pulsing. You want to come, and you want to come again and again, indulging in the way the milker feels around you, the way the machine seems to predict what will set you off next. Changing its patterns gradually, shifting the stimulation, the tone, everything about it just moving through you, encouraging you, pushing you that little bit further toward coming, climaxing, being the best stud you can be, as hard and big, thick with your seed, mindlessly trying to thrust your hips, even though your body's a little bit restrained. As you lay there panting, going toward another orgasm, going toward another release, she slowly manages to get off the stool she was seated on. You see the slick patch where her aroused pussy has been dripping away. She pulls her fingers out, licks them clean before your very eyes, slowly sucking. You imagine what she could do if she used more than just the machine on you, visualizing bending her over that counter, filling your attendant. Visualizing yourself unleashed and her loving it, experiencing it, desiring it, begging you for more, even instead of you begging her to let this machine pump your cock completely dry, which is what you're considering doing now, begging for more of the mind-melting words, more of the buzzing pulling on your nipples. But she's walking over to that remote hanging on the wall. She pushes down, and you see the dial go down to level 3, your cock once more being pumped in the way it was before, the buzzing reducing, the headphones slide away, and the voice ceases. But you're still buzzing with it, still throbbing all over. You thrust your hips forward and back. You buzz yourself by trying to move in the restraints of the machine. She turns it down again to level 2, cooling down the vibration, the nipple-sucking attachments unhook and slide away. And you're left there, your cock gradually slipping away from the horizon of orgasm, just left to whimper with it, left to want it. Then she dials the machine down to level 1, and you feel the vibration behind your balls stopping. You feel the suction cup getting gentler, lighter around your veined, still hard cock. As she walks over toward you and slowly detaches it, the machine turns itself off from 1 to 0. You see, before it blinks out, that the little progress bar was a bit over half full, and when she unleashes your cock, it's still hard, a little bit reddened from all the suction. Standing up proud, she rubs lubricant from your tip down along the shaft. You feel her hand gripping you, stroking you just a few times. The moment the machine's turned off, your arms and legs are freed, and she braces you as you rise off the tilted table, off to stand in front of her swaying. Your cock is pulsing in the air, responding to involuntary spasms from within, a long stream of precum-like thin ejaculate trailing down toward the floor. She chuckles to see how eager you are to get back into it. You're glancing over your shoulder at the machine, then back at her as she slowly puts her clothes on, reaches out and takes your leash. You feel that it's easier to get down on your hands and knees to be led back to your room, and so you do so. But when you fantasize later, it's really hard to tell whether it's going to be about the many cowgirls waiting for you to bed them, the many willing, huge-breasted women wanting you inside them. Or the machine you've just been hooked up to that stole two and a bit of ejaculate from you, orgasm from you. You want to come in it again. You want to see what it'd do if it kept getting turned up. It only went to level 4, you know at least there's a 5. And you shudder as she hooks the leash up to you, at the potential that maybe there's even a level 10.